Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
You're listening to Clear Out West Radio. Yo-dee-yo, yo-dee-yo. The jokes are bad, but sales are good. Yo-dee-yo on Clear Out West Radio. Yo-ho.
That's right, Mike Fleming of New West.
That's right. You are
listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, goody.
What do you got for us this week?
I was wondering what you got.
Nothing.
I know it's a short one.
I know nothing. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about hot shoeing.
Do it.
Why?
I don't. You go ahead.
Well, there's...
Yeah, there's reasons.
Several reasons, okay?
Sure.
There are several reasons.
Right.
There is a difference between hot fitting and hot shoeing.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
A hot fitting is where you warm the shoe up and you lay it on the hoof and then you pull it away and you see the scorch mark.
Yeah.
Where it's high.
Yeah.
So you rasp it down.
There you
until
go.
The whole scorch gets on the whole hoof, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
Well, once you get to that point, you warm that shoe up.
Yeah.
It's a gray color, all right? It's not red hot.
Don't put it on red. Yeah, right, right.
A bit of a gray color.
Yeah.
And you sear the hoof, the shoe to the hoof.
Sure.
Why would you want to do that?
A seal.
It becomes one with the hoof.
Because you suck at rasping. And you need to take the high spots
and
down.
You take the high spots
okay.
down.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you got to be ever so careful if you think you want to hot shoe.
Sure.
There is a lot of heat that goes into that hoof.
There is.
And heat is not good for the hoof.
Right.
And it takes moisture away from the hoof.
Yep.
You know, there's all we can go on for a while.
Right.
The advantages and disadvantages of hot shoeing.
Right.
But that was done back in the day when the blacksmith had to heat that shoe up.
There's no bending the shoe.
No bending the shoe unless you heat it up.
Unless you heated it up, yeah.
And then fitted it to the hoof.
Yeah.
But you get an airtight seal.
Right.
And the hoof becomes one with the shoe.
Yep.
And you get a better fit and a more harmonious outcome. There you
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent. That is some great information, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, hey, you know, I saw it done on YouTube. I know I can do it.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. I've never put a hot shoe on.
Me neither.
Ever.
Ever.
P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Oh, let's keep moving.
Let's do it. We did all right.
Yeah.
So here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's have some more music.
Oh, please.
Yeah. New West is riding along with us. The rodeo that nobody knows.
On the back roads of Utah near the San Rafael, an old rough stock rider strides to the corral. His body all battered from battles he's fought, all whalebone and rawhide and eyes like a hawk. He takes a deep seat on a Mustang that waits like a time bomb just ticking away. Flash of the spur and the mad dance of hooves, and a Bronkbuster starts a new day. At the rodeo nobody knows, no crowds you're allowed, trophies of gold. Every day there's a Wild West show at the rodeo. Nobody knows. A young man on horseback in the West Texas brush, searching for strays left behind in the bush. He senses a movement below in the draw. His cow pony tenses and waits for the call. Then out with a mad dash and down the ravine, the young maverick races away. And right there behind him and building a loop, the hand closes in on his prey. At the rodeo nobody knows, no crowds you're allowed, no trophies of gold. Every day there's a Wild West show at the rodeo. Nobody
stuff there from Mike Fleming and the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Raul Reynoso.
Pinocchio.
Dave Jackson. Pinocchio. Yeah, they were up in Colorado a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thought about going, but then I didn't want to go.
Anyway, it's in Colorado.
I didn't want to drive.
Now okay, you stepped in.
You've done did it. There you go. Didn't want to drive. That's exactly
right. Well, did you
right.
know it was spring?
Where?
How can you tell if it's spring in Wyoming? All the license plates turn green.
That's right. Oh, that's funny.
Springtime.
Yeah. Hey, we are equal opportunity offenders.
That's right.
You know, if we haven't offended you yet, stay tuned.
Yeah, stick with it.
We'll get with you. Yeah, we'll be at you here shortly. I'm pleading the fifth.
Me too.
I know nothing.
I see.
That's right.
Nothing.
Whose bull is that? I know nothing.
He's a longhorn blueberry-looking bull. I know exactly whose bull that is.
Coriandy Cross. Wonder whose bull that is.
Jim, your bull's out again.
Again.
Come get your dang bull.
Well, you know, that's how you propagate roping stock, okay?
Tina showed me a registered Angus bull the other day on the internet.
Yeah.
And it had horns.
Really? 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 Registered.
That's what what it said. You can find anything on the internet.
Yeah. Interesting.
A horn about registered Angus bull.
Yeah, right.
Purebred.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody bought him.
We need to ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, Rodney Nelson has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.